We are learning Maseches Erevim, Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, and we are beginning the last line of Mem Gimel Amud Aleph on the bottom of the Amud. Now we learned as a Shaila, if there's yes Tchumim L'mayla Masara, ain't Tchumim L'mayla Masara. I mean, there is Iser Tchumim if you are flying above 10 Tfachim. That's the Gemara Shaila, and the Gemara is trying to bring Raya to this the Shaila. Toshima, talking about someone being a Nazir. A Nazir is someone who asks himself on wine and other things. So he made a Tanai. He said, I reini Nazir, b'yoyim sheben David ba. The day Mashiach comes, I want to be a Nazir. Now every day, today Mashiach might come. So he's also every day to drink wine. But it says in the Braisa, Mutu lishtois yayim shavas yom tovim. On Shabbos and Yom Tov, he's allowed to drink wine and to metam and tamesim, because on Shabbos and Yom Tov, Mashiach for sure won't come. Now why not? And he's now allowed to drink wine the whole, every other day of the week. Shabbos, he could drink wine, but every other day of the week he can't drink wine because Mashiach might come that day, and therefore his Naziris is chal. So Yarmis Bishlama Yesh Tchumim, if you're the Tchumim L'mayla Masara, then we understand, Hainu Shabbos V'yom Toivim Mutter, because Mashiach can't come on Shabbos and Yom Tov, because he has to come from Adar Tchum. And even though the Farshim speak out that it's possible Mashiach could be living right in our towns, so he doesn't have to come from Adar Tchum, but the kibbutz golius of Mashiach, when we say Mashiach comes, we don't mean the day that he's a Megal himself, it means the day he makes the kibbutz golius, the day that the big day, everyone's going to come from everywhere, so it's a problem, it's a Tchumim. So if we hold, Bishlam if you hold, yes, Tchumim, L'mayla Masar, that's why Shabbos Yom Tov can't come. But Eli Amr's ain't Tchumim, if you hold ain't Tchumim, Shabbos Yom Tov, my mutter, why is the mutter Shabbos Yom Tov, maybe Mashiach could come on Shabbos Yom Tov also. And for the Gemara, you're right, but you could say that ain't Tchumim L'mayla Masar, and Mashiach could come on Shabbos Yom Tov. So why taka are you allowed to drink wine on Shabbos Yom Tov? Shani Hosn Omakra, it says in the Pasuk here, it says that Hashem says that we're going to send before Mashiach, Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come before Eliyahu HaNavi, to let you know Mashiach is coming. And Eliyahu didn't come yesterday on Friday. So therefore, I know Shabbos, I'm allowed to drink wine because Yonav didn't come yet. So Mashiach is not coming today. Freit the Gemara, if that's true, every day I can drink wine because yesterday Yonav didn't come. Yachi call Yom Nami Listery. Every day should also be mutter. Loyal say Eliyahu Mesmal. He didn't come yesterday. Ella, what do you say? Amrina lebezin agadol also. He came to the bezin agadol, and I don't know about it. And that's why today Mashiach might come. Hachi Nami here on Shabbos Yom Tov also. Lame lebezin agadol also. Maybe he came yesterday on Friday to bezin agadol and told him Mashiach is coming. So why Mashiach come? Maybe I come today on Shabbos Yom Tov. So why are you allowed to drink wine on Shabbos Yom Tov? Maybe Mashiach will come today, and therefore you'll become a Nazir today. And for the Gemara, Kram Muftak Lam Liyashol Shin Eliyahu Ba Leibar V'Shabbos Is Leibar V'Yom Tovim Pnei Atayrech. We already have Haftacha that Eliyahu Navi will not come, not on Erev Shabbos and not on Erev Yom Tov, because the Tayrech. The Eliyahu is busy preparing for Shabbos Yom Tov, and if Eliyahu Navi comes that day and tells us we have to prepare for Mashiach, it's going to disturb our preparations for Yom Tov and Shabbos. Therefore, there's a Kabbalah. Eliyahu Navi will come and never come on Friday. Since he won't come on Friday, Mashiach can't come on Shabbos. So that's why on Shabbos you're allowed to drink wine, because Mashiach will never come on Shabbos. Why not? Eliyahu Navi can't come on Friday. So the Gemara, If Eliyahu Navi doesn't come on Friday, must be Mashiach won't come on Friday either. So, Frek Demar Akasha, Maile Shabsa Listeri, maybe then, Maile Shabsa Listeri, so on Erev Shabbos also, you should be mutter to drink wine, because Mashiach won't come that day. Just like Eliyahu Navi doesn't come on Erev Shabbos, Mashiach won't come on Erev Shabbos either. So, Frek Demar, Eliyahu Loyasi, Mashiach Asi. Eliyahu won't come, but Mashiach could come on a Friday. Ah, your preparations. So Gemara explains, Kivin da osi Mashiach, since Mashiach comes, hakol avadim in Yisrael. Everyone will be avadim to Yisrael. And you won't have any problem making preparations. You just send some of the avadim to do your preparations. It's different. If Eliyahu comes, you're preparing for Mashiach, you don't have avadim yet. But the day Mashiach comes, you'll have avadim, and therefore you won't have any problems with preparations. Freit the Gemara, b'chav b'shav listeri. On Sunday, you should be mutter to do to drink wine. Why? Because Eliyahu Navi can't come on Shabbos because he can't fly and he can't go Ma'asar. He can't go out of his tchum. So Livshem Minei Dein Tchumim. So you see Taka that Ein Tchum L'Ma'ala Ma'asara, and therefore he could come on Shabbos. Eliyahu Navi could come on Shabbos. You see Ein Tchum L'Ma'ala Ma'asara. This Tano says it's also to drink the wine. It was Masupik if yes trumim or ain't trumim. Yes trumim or ain't trumim. But lechumra, and he says every day you can drink wine lechumra. Besides for Shabbos, because you know for sure you can't come on Friday. That's why you can drink wine on Shabbos, because you know they can't come on Friday. But every other day it could be you come. It could be you come on Shabbos. Could be not, but it could be you come. Therefore on Sunday you can't drink wine because maybe Mashiach will come on Sunday. So like upon him, it's a suffix of yes trumim l'mayel ma'asar, ain't trumim l'mayel ma'asar. This Gemara ends off to explain this price. The Koye Amos, when he said it's Naziris, once Naziris is chal on you, you can't stop it. So the Koye Amos, when do you make this Neda? The Koye Nada. Ilam the Koye Bechol, if you're talking about you start the Neda Chol, given the chal Naziris, once it's chal the Naziris already, so you can't, Shabbos is not going to stop. Because I said, on Sunday, maybe Mashiach came on Sunday. You don't know. Maybe he came, you just don't know about it yet. So therefore, you have to stop drinking wine today already. The Naziris is chal today. Once Naziris is chal, it's chal. So hechi also Shabbos and mafkile. How does Shabbos come and be mafkiyet? Elo the koyi b'Shabbosa v'konodar. He's on Shabbos and he made the neder. V'yont v'konodar. V'ahi yoimu the sharile. And that day it's mutter. Mekamveilach osle. But after that it's also. So only geya. This whole din the Tana is saying is Shabbos yontav is mutter. It's only if you made the neder on Shabbos yontav. But every other day, once it's chal and aziris, it doesn't fall off already. And those days maybe Mashiach came and therefore it's chal and aziris and mesafik. You can't take off the Naziris. Masafik, you can't stop Naziris because you don't know, you can't make for sure that Mashiach did not come. Now, how do we paskin over here? So, how do we paskin? So, the Gabi, Tchum L'mayel Ma'asar. So, you look in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Tov Dalid. We take a pasuk and misafik. Therefore, he says, "Mahalach chutz tchum lemaila ma'asar tvachim kegoin shekafat the gavim mudim shkvei ma'asar ve'im bechalach amar tvachim." You jumped on these mudim that weren't 4 tvachim wide. I raise a safik and yes tchum lemaila ma'asar elav. Mashiyev the rabbanon will be safik lahakol. But he says, "But if it's yud beis mil, then you go to chumra because yud beis mil could be the raisa. It means 24,000 amos. That's the raisa." But then he fears us the mechaber. Hoyel vein b'yam v'nahoris is a truma in the raisa. Since on the water there's no is a truma in the raisa the v'akoyel, because not done with the digla midbar. Says misha bav esvina v'shabbos. Someone came on a ship on Shabbos and reached the port. In mishenichas of Shabbos, he was still a mile ma'asar. When Shabbos started, he was still above 10 tefachim off the ground in the boat. Then he could get off the boat and he has 2,000 amos in each way. That's what we pass him. Because misafik we go midrabbanon, we go misafik, and we make him midrabbanon. Zok the Gemara weiter. It says in our Mishnah, Pam achas loy nichlesu lenamal. It says, one time they were coming into port, like the case we just said in the Mechaber, that they were coming into port Shabbos, and they didn't reach there by Shabbos. And they weren't sure if there were kind of shvisa on the boat. The boat was, let's say, matamasara, like we said, it was helchber kak. Or they were kind of shvisa in the city. That if they were in with Tumas within 2,000 amos of the city, they could be kind of the shvisa with the city. But if not, they can't. So it said, they asked Rabbi Yogamil, said, yeah, I could see. Kvayisim estakel, and I saw I was within the Tum. So Gemara just explained, how did he realize that within 2,000 amos? So Gemara, Tana, Sheferis Hoysla Ragamil. He had this like tube. It's not a telescope, but that's similar to that idea, what it looks like. He had a Sheferis Ragamil. She said, Mavit, but Seifaba Alpayim Amam Bayabasha. He had it, he looked through it, and he knew that the way you can look through this thing, Rashi says it depends how long or short it is, and we don't know exactly the Metzius, the way Rashi has the Metzius, but there's a certain way of making the length longer or shorter, that you can look through it, and it'll be exactly 2,000 amos. And he tested this out on the Yabasha, and he used this, b'yam, a connector, a payam b'yam, and he used this to look in the water, 2,000 amos. Others explain pshat that it's a certain angle. You could look out at a sheferis at a certain angle, and if you know how high to hold it, you could know exactly what angle 2,000 amos is, how far away 2,000 amos is, and that's how they were able to tell through this kana, through this sheferis, through this tube, how far 2,000 amos away is. Mishnah Zana Halacha, Reitz Leida Kama Oyim Kishagay. Someone wants to know how deep a pit is, a valley, how deep a valley is. Maybe Sheferis, he brings a Sheferis, Mabit Ba, and he looks down to the bottom of the valley. and a mabit ba, v'yeda kaima im kshal gai, and he'll know how far, how deep it is. He takes a sheferes, let's say that he knows that you can see 2,000 amas with it. Or let's say this sheferes goes, he knows he can see 100 feet with it. So he looks down into the valley, and he can see the valley. So he backs off, he still can see it, and when he can stop seeing it, then he measures the difference of space that he walked away from the border of the valley, and he minus that off, and then how much space is left out of that 100 feet, that's how deep the valley is. So he uses one of the sheferes, and that way you can figure out how deep a valley is. He wants to figure out how high a palm tree is. And Rashi says he's scared to go up. So what you do is, you figure out how tall you are, and figure out your shade, the shade of the dekel and the shade of your shade. The sun, depends what level the sun is in the sky, that's how big your shadow is. Your shadow bit taller than you or shorter than you. So you figure out, right now, my shadow is 2 feet taller than me. So you see you make an equation here. How much is the shadow compared to my height? Now I know if the shadow of the dekel is this big, this long, the dekel must be this high. You know how high the palm tree is. Another thing about shade, someone has a nice matseva, and he's scared that the chaya, you know, animals are trying to go when it's very hot. They're going to try to sit next to the matseva to try to protect themselves from the sun. And what's the problem with that? They're going to smell the mace and dig up the mace. So we don't want anyone sitting next to, we don't want any animals sitting next to the matseva, next to the tombstone of the basic forest. For shade. They don't want it. What do you do? So you have to figure out where is the most shady, the best, like Rashi says, in 4 hours into the day, that's the best time for shade when animals go into the shade. So you have to figure out stick a kana in the ground 4 hours into the day. The year on the night, you see where the shade is the best at that time. And if they make sure that side of a tombstone is slanty, and therefore a behemoth won't be able to sit in that shade because it's slanty. It has to be a vertical wall for them to sit in the shade. If it's a slanty thing, then they can't sit in that shade, and therefore it won't come here. And even though there's other times it's shady the other side, but they're not going to come here if in this hour it's not shady. They'll find somewhere else to go. To make sure the side of the tombstone is slanty, up and down, and therefore the animals will not come and sit in that shade.